Hey, everybody. This is our podcast number 4. Matt and Greg here. We're live today from home number 27 in the Salt Lake City Parade of Homes with Treehaven Homes. And we put in a really fun home theater, a really high-end home theater. The homeowner called it the Starlight Theater. And we wanted to just take a few minutes to kind of walk through some of the different components that we put into the theater, why we put them in the theater, kind of the benefits of some of the equipment that's here, talk about the screen, the projector, some of what we did for sound control in this room. And we're streaming it live right now on Facebook, so you can check us out there afterwards. And feel free always to shoot us some comments and questions below the podcast when you see it. Happy to answer anything that we can for you. But real quick, I'll kind of walk you through what we actually have in the theater. And then we're going to do kind of a Q&A with Greg and let him tell us why some of the equipment matters. But what's cool about some of the equipment. But we've got the latest version of the Sony 4K projector. It is the 365 ES model. And Greg, it's got the HDR on it, correct?
Correct.
Okay, so it does have the high dynamic range software update on it. We ordered in a custom size Draper Tech Vision screen. It's perforated, so it's got the acoustic transparency, and it's also helps with the ambient light rejection. For the surround sound, we've got the MRX 1120 from Anthem from Anthem. That's their Dolby Atmos surround sound receiver. And then we've also got a combination of Paradigm CI Elite speakers and Paradigm Prestige speakers. It's controlled by Savant, and just kind of as a cherry on the top, we've got 3 miles of fiber optic stars. I think there's a total of 700 stars, one shooting star, and it's all controlled through the Savant system. So it's a lot of fun, really cool system. But we're going to get into it now and let Greg kind of tell us about just the technical side of it, why it all really matters. The first place I kind of wanted to start was just with the screen, projector and screen. That's one of the questions we get asked a lot about. This is actually an open theater, so you know, people worry about the light rejection. They worry a little bit about the sound. We'll talk about that in a minute. But tell me about, you know, first the Sony projector and kind of the impact of the HDR, and then we can talk about the screen.
Yeah, absolutely. So the Sony projector, this is the first true 4K projector that someone can buy for under $10,000. That's a really big deal. Before Sony entered the residential 4K market, you had to spend $50,000 or more to get a 4K projector. And so this projector is just absolutely phenomenal. It's a great projector, and the price point's very affordable.
A lot of people by now are familiar with 4K. You know, it's four times the resolution of high definition. The HDR, or high dynamic range, a lot of people are saying is even more important than 4K. Kind of dumb it down for us. Why does that matter? How will we see that?
Basically, what it means is all of us remember from the old computer days when our computers were like 256 colors or 1,000 colors, then a million colors. That's basically what's happening with televisions and projectors. We're now getting into the absolute maximum amount of colors that we can display. And so it allows us to show all the colors that the human eye can see. So the colors look very bright and vibrant, but they still look natural. Unlike when you go to maybe a local big box store and you see the TVs, but all the reds almost look pink or fluorescent. And the colors look bright, but a little off because they're trying to cheat the TV to do things it can't do. With this, the colors absolutely look amazing. And it's like looking at your incredibly high-res photos on a computer screen that just pops, and you can't believe it.
And one of the things that you and Brad always talk about is the contrast between the blacks and the whites, or the darks and the brightest colors. And as I understand it, you know, in our older projectors or TVs, you kind of got one or the other, but you sacrifice. If you had darker blacks, you didn't have as good of brights, and vice versa. And with the HDR, now you get that really good contrast, and that's partly what makes it pop and look so bright.
Yeah, absolutely. With the HDR, you can get a lot better contrast range, and there's more information there. So basically what it means, what that means in layman's terms, is that when you're watching a really fun movie like, say, a Batman or a Superman that's got a lot of dark scenes, and normally you're kind of squinting and wondering what's going on back there, now all that definition and that detail can come through, and you can still watch a dark scene but enjoy it and see it. You're not feeling like, I got to turn the brightness up on the TV or fix something because it doesn't look right.
I know we talk a lot about video. People will come through and they'll say, am I actually going to see the difference? Is it visible? And I remember going to The Martian in, I guess it was in Texas when we were down there for Cedia. And the second we walked in, we could tell a difference on the screen, just the contrast and the colors. It was significant. So even, you know, for those of you who are thinking about how significant the difference is in 4K and HDR, I think you'll see it. I really do. It's pretty spectacular.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I had the opportunity to go to the El Capitan Theater in Hollywood, and I got to see one of the first 4K HDR releases. And there's a bunch of Hollywood film production crews there watching the film with me. And afterwards, we all got to talk about it, and everybody was blown away at how noticeable it was. In fact, when the first couple movies came out, the most common thing people talked about was how much they had to tone it down so that they wouldn't surprise the end user who showed up to the movie theater and had this amazing picture jump out of the screen because it's so different than what you're used to.
So the editors are grading the video so that it doesn't look as good as it could.
Oh, yeah. And you could tell, you could still tell that it was amazing. But, for example, the opening scene when they show it off, I mean, it was spectacular. It was like a Disney amusement park ride where they'd spent millions of dollars to show it off. Spectacular.
Talk to me about the Draper screen and its effect on just picture in general, but specifically in this application with some of the light rejection. Again, just as a review, this is a Draper Tech Vision screen. I believe it's a custom size, and I want to say that it came out to about 132 inches in diagonal. But it's just under 133 inches in diagonal.
Yeah, so the Draper screen, there's a lot of fun things about it. One, the customer wanted the theater to kind of have that drive-in look and feel. And so this let us do an edgeless screen. So there's none of the black velvet around the screen. It's a true edgeless screen, which gives it that feel and makes it just a more immersive experience. Outside of that, the other cool features about this screen are that it's... helps get better contrast because of the coating on it, the special Tech Vision coating, and it helps to reduce the ambient light. And as you can see here, for those of you that are on the Facebook Live, we're in an open theater. So behind me here is a kitchen, and it's, you know, 10 o'clock in the morning. So we have lots of morning light rolling through. We have the kitchen lights that are on, the pool table area, and still, you know, without light bleeding in and some of the lights up in the theater so you can see us, the screen still looks great. And that's because it's a special screen that handles the ambient light, and it helps to reflect just the light from the projector back to us, and basically ignore the ambient lights, and really makes for a great experience.
And just real fast, I'm going to interject something we get asked a lot about. You know, people come through and they see the theater and they love it. They love the open theater feel, and they say, "Well, isn't a dedicated theater still best?" Absolutely. If you want the best picture quality and the best sound quality, sure, you want a dedicated theater room that's all closed in and all soundproofed. But a lot of people in their homes don't have that option, or it doesn't fit with the way they want to live in their space. They have, you know, an open application like this, or maybe sort of a dual purpose bonus room. And what we wanted to showcase here is that you can do an open style theater and really enjoy it. And, you know, it can look amazing and sound amazing, even though maybe it's not quite where a dedicated screening room might be. Talk to me a little bit about the difference between, we had a gentleman come through here and was asking us about the perforation and, you know, acoustic transparency, perforation. Being able, to be clear real fast, for those of you that are watching that maybe this is new to you, across the front of the screen, we have three speakers and one subwoofer that are buried behind the screen. And the material is perforated, which allows the audio to transfer through the screen. They say it's acoustically transparent. There's different methods to doing that. There's a perforated screen. There's a weave. Any other methods?
Those are the two main methods. So the two methods, like you mentioned, there's a weave. So it's an actual fabric. And it's an actual woven fabric that's woven together. But it allows you to let the sound pass through, kind of like your speaker grill cloth. The downside to a woven fabric is that you can lose a little bit of light, especially where we want to show off the 4K and the HDR. We like the idea of capturing as much light as we can and bringing it back to the users in the room, so it's a very bright, vibrant picture. So that's why we chose a perforated screen here. And the perforated screen, like you said, is actually little pinholes that are basically poked across the screen. It's the way a movie theater works. And with the perforated screen, you still get the same transparency from the sound. Like I say, it's the way the screens in a movie theater work. But with this particular application, it allows them to do the tech vision process where they custom build the screen. They actually, in the warehouse, they'll build the screen to size, and then they'll stretch out the vinyl backing, and they'll prep the screen, and then they actually spray it with the special coatings, and it takes 3 weeks for it all to happen and to dry and to be processed. But that allows it to put an actual coating on the screen that gives it the ambient light rejecting properties and to help it to work better in a situation like this.
We had a stand-in screen from another company that was just temporary while we were waiting for the custom Draper screen to get brought in. And we installed it last night, and the difference in the picture quality was immediately noticeable. It's very significant. We get asked a lot about whether or not the screen has that big of an impact if you can just put your projector on the wall, and absolutely there is a very noticeable, significant difference. Without getting too techy, one of the things about the perforation that's a downside is it does affect the sound differently, and so you have to calibrate the sound differently to kind of offset some of the effects of the sound.
Absolutely. So a woven screen doesn't affect the sound as much, as where with a perforated screen, it'll affect your highs. So some of the, your instrumentals and even vocals can be a little bit muffled. And so when you do a perforated screen, you want to make sure that you have a system set up to where you can EQ it properly to account for that. And then once you do, it sounds just as good as a woven screen or the speakers not being behind the screen at all.
We get a lot of folks that come in and ask us, what's the absolute best screen? And I think one of the things we've tried to do is not take such a hard line and more appreciate some of the advantages that different screens or different projectors give you for different applications. And I don't know that there's a absolute perfect screen for every application. We kind of build out every theater a little different based on each application. So we've done screens that aren't perforated and aren't acoustically transparent, and then we've done ones like this that are. Let's talk about the surround sound system that's in here. We'll talk about the Anthem receiver and the Paradigm speakers, but real fast, talk to me. One of the questions we get a lot in the open setting like this is there's two of them. One, the sound bleed out into the rest of the home. Is that a problem? And two, how good can the sound be on the inside where you have the opening and it's not as sound treated?
So absolutely, there's ideals and perfect situations. And so having an open theater isn't ideal or perfect, but it's still a good theater. And the sound here is fantastic. It sounds amazing. And so it's just all about planning ahead, proper speaker placement, and then, like we say, doing the proper work to just, tune the speakers and EQ the theater. And for the, we call it the cash seat, but the seat where the theater owner sits, it's an incredible experience. And for everybody else, it's still a really great experience.
Yeah, and it's been interesting to bring people in here. We brought these, I don't know if you can see them in the picture, but just behind us there's white speakers up on the wall. And a lot of times we'll do speakers that are hidden behind the wall. People kind of, that's sort of the trend right now is in-wall, in-ceiling speakers that you can't see as well. And we brought these in as part of kind of their drive-in movie theme. And it startled everybody a little bit when they first saw it because they wanted it to be that kind of in-wall look. And once they heard it, we can't keep people out of the theater. They keep coming in and wanting to sit down and stay. We've had a couple of people tell us that they don't think they need a theater that's this fancy, and then they sit down in the theater seats and they can't leave. and they walk out and they're singing a different tune. So the sound quality in here is still fantastic, even though it's not absolutely a dedicated space. And the sound bleed out into the space, it's there. But the question we ask everybody, we're actually down in the basement, and folks upstairs, when they come in during the parade, they can't hear the theater at all, and we run it pretty loud during the parade. So we're here at Time. We're big fans of Anthem, Anthem's line of receivers, as well as Paradigm speakers, and that's what we chose to use here for this theater. Talk to me about Anthem's ability for calibrating and some of the kind of the fun bells and whistles of Anthem.
Well, some of the first things, Anthem has some of the best software available that comes with each receiver to allow us to EQ or tune a room. It's very simple for an installer to come in and quickly tune a room and the speakers in the room so that the speakers sound optimal no matter the situation. And like you say, without geeking out, there's lots of receivers out there that have a very basic system called Odyssey. But Anthem is the one that has the most amazing of all the it has an amazing system that allows us to EQ it. It's really fun.
It's been interesting. Each time we've done that, we've gone through the process of EQing, the impact it makes instantly on the sound. For me, I don't know what everybody's experience is that listens to this, but I have a deal where when I listen to speakers, I get ear fatigue real quick, and it bothers my ears, and I need to turn the speakers off and stop listening. And the first time we did a surround sound with the Paradigm speakers, there was just this really clear tone, a Paradigm paired with the Anthem receiver. And there was this clear, clean sound, and I was able to enjoy it, watch it, no ear fatigue. It wasn't unpleasant. And so it was one of the first home theater experiences that I ever really was able to get lost in and enjoy, have that immersive experience. That's kind of when we became Paradigm fans. One of the cool features with Anthem receivers is it has this sort of kind of virtual input that allows us to calibrate the theater, kind of a his and hers calibration for how different people in the home might want the theater calibrated. Tell us about that.
Yeah, the virtual inputs are amazing. What it basically does is it allows me to set up a DVD player and plug it into the Anthem. And then I can set up four different versions of that DVD player. And one is optimized for listening to music. So the bass is accurate and the speakers are accurate so that when I listen to music, the bass isn't overbearing and thumping and obnoxious. Because music, bass levels for music in a theater are very different. And so this allows us to turn this theater into a dual purpose, very high functional listening room for music and audio. And then we can set up another DVD player that when you select it, it actually will pull up your standard home theater, home cinema mode. And then you can have the third DVD player, which is night mode. And so it's EQ'd so that when you're listening to the theater at night and you don't want to perhaps bother somebody in the room next door, you know, again, it EQ's the bass and the different speaker levels so that you get the maximum performance from the system based on the scenario.
And when you first explained this to me, I was so excited. We have a number of clients that they're trying to put a theater in, you know, maybe over a master bedroom or over a kitchen. And they're concerned that at nighttime their kids are going to blast the speakers with their friends watching a movie. And, you know, I remember I talked to one gentleman just this past week and explained that he can have one of those virtual settings where it kind of adjusts the sound, adjusts the sub, so it's not going to be as boomy and explosive when they're trying to sleep and their kids are upstairs and watching the movies. I know I'm not as big a fan of heavy bass. I like the bass. I like to hear it. I like to know it's there. I don't like it to rattle the room down. Brady, who works with us, would like it to shake the room down to the floor. So being able to have those virtual settings to quickly change between one preference, you know, one person's preference and another is huge.
Oh, absolutely. I agree. The virtual inputs are one of the most amazing things. It's one of the things that have been the most popular here is bringing people in and kicking on the virtual input for music mode and letting people sit down. And we have 11 speakers here, and that's a little much for music. So we've turned off all but the best speakers, and we have the 6 best speakers playing in stereo instead of surround mode. And then so instantly with the touch of a button, the user goes into this music mode that just changes the room and makes it such a fun, unique experience.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't say that it's a full-fledged sound room, but it's pretty darn close.
Yeah, it's a...
It's especially when you kick the star ceiling in. You mentioned 11 speakers. This is a Dolby Atmos theater, and we want to talk a whole... We have 11 speakers. 4 speakers are in the ceiling, 7 speakers around the walls, and then again, we have an in-wall subwoofer behind the screen. Personal preference there. You could do the subwoofers floor standing in the corners or... a lot of options there. Ours happens to be in wall. But Dolby Atmos, talk to me a little bit about that. Just we've kind of hashed this out in another podcast, but one of the things that people don't understand is the way that it used to be mixed was that if a plane flew across the room, the sound guy would literally take the volume on the left side of the room and turn it down and take the volume on the right side of the room and turn it up. But the actual object, that airplane, the sound couldn't literally move through the room. It was simulated by tweaking the volume.
Yeah, absolutely. So the way that sound is mixed for a movie hasn't changed in over 20 years. There hasn't been a huge revolutionary change, which in our day and age is pretty... That's ancient for technology to be that slow and for major change. And so Atmos is really the first major change, and it's phenomenal. And people notice it. When we went to the first trade shows with theater professionals that are good at listening to things, they all went in skeptical, and they all came out. Everybody came out of these demo rooms just blown away at what they just heard and how noticeable it was.
With Dolby Atmos here, what happens? And again, the Anthem receiver is able to support it. Is it doing DTX yet?
Yeah, so it's Dolby Atmos, and then it's DTS:X ready. They're just waiting for the firmware update, and then it'll support the new DTS version of Dolby Atmos.
And PlayFi as well, correct?
And PlayFi, yeah.
Okay, so that'll be a lot of fun. And you can PlayFi, for those of you who don't know, is kind of like Sonos. It's another option to stream music throughout the house, but it's built by DTS,
mm-hmm.
and it'll be piped into receivers like the Anthem receiver as well as the DTS:X, which is kind of a competitor to Dolby Atmos, but same idea. It's a lot of fun. In a theater like this, when you have flyovers, we show movies a lot of the times like Iron Man or even a Transformers where there's things flying over the sky. Because that sound object is literally moving from speaker to speaker, you really feel like there's objects moving around. Opening scene of Star Trek Into Darkness, they're running off the... running away from the extraterrestrials to get to the cliffs to jump into the water, and there's spears flying over their heads, and the sound almost feels like you can feel the spear, not just hear it, but literally feel it go right by your ear as it passes. It's almost a little spooky, and that's one of the fun things about the Atmos surround, is it really brings the movie theater experience to life.
Yeah, and it's like you said, the old school way we used to do it is they literally had a guy manually mixing and raising volumes on each speaker. But it didn't translate from one theater to the next, much less from the theater to the home theater, as well as it could have. Whereas with the new technology that Atmos has, I mean, think about the fact that my smartwatch and my phone can do things now that 5-10 years ago a computer couldn't do. And that same kind of technology and processing power is in these new receivers, so that instead of manually mixing the sound, an engineer now draws the sound in a virtual room and has it fly around. And then the receiver recreates that based on the way we've set up the room and tuned the speakers. And it gives a perfectly optimal experience for the surround to function and to really involve the end user.
One kind of last topic. This is sort of kind of wrapping up the theater for us here. We'd love to hear questions from you. Shoot us messages on our Facebook page or reach out to us online. Any questions you have about a theater project that you're working on. But one last thing, just a shout out to Savant. This theater is controlled by the Savant system, as well as the Savant lighting control. We even have the shooting star. It's 144 individual strands of fiber that make up a shooting star, and it's all controlled by Savant, so you can trigger it to go whenever you want. You know, we've talked a lot about virtual settings that You know, you're going to flip the movie on one way for one client, another way for another client, or for another member of the home. All that's run by Savant. It's just one button, a scene that triggers that person's preferences. And actually, that reminds me, there's one other cool thing we want to talk about just quickly. We do have a 4K Kaleidoscape media server here. It's a lot of fun worth talking about before we wind down. I'm going to see actually real fast if I can pull it up on the screen here behind us, just so you can see it. Something about servers, what's a typical file size of a 4K video? Is it like 35 gigs?
File size of a 4K, yeah.
So it was 30, 35 gigabytes. And what a lot of people don't realize is not just the video is compressed, the sound's compressed too. So when you're watching a movie through Apple TV or Roku, you're getting compression. We're going to pop the menu up here behind us in just a second. But you're getting that file compressed. And what Kaleidoscape does, it is allows you to buy a movie from an online store. It takes about 4 hours to download. And you get a full resolution video. So full res video, full res audio file. So when you've got a theater set up like this with a 4K projector and a Dolby Atmos surround, you're getting absolute 100% quality uncompressed that you're getting to watch. And we've been pretty impressed with it.
Oh, yeah. It's a lot of fun, and it's easy to use. Kid-friendly, grandpa, grandma-friendly, and most importantly, techie-friendly. Tech guys love it because it's got all the bells and whistles.
Yeah, all kinds of triggers. You know, one of the things you hear a lot is that you can press play and skip all the previews and just go straight to the movie. It can, you know, trigger things like when you get to the credits in the movie, it can trigger the lights to automatically start to dim up so people can start standing up and walking out of their seats.
Likewise, there's an intermission option where you can hit intermission and it pulls up an intermission screen and brings the lights up so you can get your popcorn and your drinks and take a break and then come back to the movie. Really cool wow features that just, you know, make your theater cool and make your friends want to hang out here.
Especially for the geeks out there that like us that get geeked out about that kind of stuff. And it's fun. You have a server, you know, if you have a cabin, a second home somewhere, you can have the server in both places and you have access to files, the same movies, the same content files in both locations. So that was a little bit of a back step there, but had to highlight the Kaleidoscape server before we close up. Again, the Savant system runs it all. It's voice controlled. You've got the app, and it's a sweet looking app that's fun to show off to friends and family. I think Greg's going to try and show you just real fast here a picture of the app. But it's a fun little app. It makes it really easy. Kick it back here. Makes it real easy. You just choose the rooms that you want. And once you find a room, you tap on, I'm going to go to the theater so we can see it. It's down. All right. You tap on the room that you want. And then if we want to change the movie that we're playing, we just select a different Blu-ray and it'll automatically switch the theater, switch the video source that's going out to the projector, and then it becomes our control for that video source. So Savant, great system. It's been a phenomenal setup here for this client and this home. Thanks, everybody, for following along, and we'll see you next week.